And now, a commentary from Chris Fitzsimon, the director of North Carolina Policy Watch.
The state Senate voted recently to continue to stigmatize public schools with high percentages of low-income students and the teachers who work hard every day trying to help them. Currently, 80% of a school's A to F letter grade is determined by student performance on a standardized test, and 20% by the improvement in test scores. 97.9% of the schools that received a D or F this year had more than 50% of their students eligible for free or reduced lunch. Many of those schools saw improvements on test scores, but received a poor grade nonetheless and were branded a failure in their communities. Senator Josh Stein proposed an amendment that would have changed the way the grade is calculated, basing 50% on test scores and 50% on year-to-year improvement. But Senate Rules Chair Tom Apodaca buried Stein's amendment with no debate at all, making it certain that next year, low-income schools and the teachers who work there will once again be told they are failures, no matter how hard they are working or how many of their students improve academically. It's exactly the wrong approach. I'm Chris Fitzsimon.